This is yet another example of how every time the West tries to block some technology exports to China or has, you know, restrictions or tariffs on technology, in this case, microchip technology, it always backfires. Yeah, it may deprive China in the short term of certain, you know, UV lithography equipment or what's called ASML for microchip fabrication. But all that ever does is it forces China to develop its own domestic technology. And then what just happened, this has just been announced by Huawei, which is, you know, one of the major microchip and telecom companies in China, and they do a lot more than that. They just announced in a major presentation at the IEEE International Symposium on Circuits and Systems. This was held in Shanghai just 2 days ago. The president of Huawei's semiconductor business introduced what they call the Tao Scaling Law, which unveils a brand new path in semiconductor manufacturing that makes Western ASML approaches to semiconductors utterly obsolete. Utterly obsolete. Never underestimate the engineering capability of Chinese engineers. I'm telling you, they will blow your mind every single time. So here's the deal. You know, Moore's Law, we've all heard of Moore's Law. It says that the number of transistors that can be packed onto a microchip doubles every, 14 to 20 months, depending on who you ask. I think maybe the official number is every 18 months, but I've heard different numbers. Well, that law was named after, you know, I think it was the co-founder of Intel. And it's not a law. It's an observation. I've always disagreed with it being called a law. It's not a law of physics. It's an observation of a trend. And that trend has run out because it has smacked up against the physical limitations of the size of transistors. It turns out you can't make transistors smaller than about 1 nanometer or even maybe 1.4 nanometers. If you keep trying to shrink the transistors, then they stop working reliably because of physics. There is a limit. And while in the West, you know, the UV lithography equipment that makes microchips is controlled by, I think, just one company in Europe, primarily one company, and that company provides the technology that's imported by companies like Taiwan Semiconductor in order to make, for example, NVIDIA GPUs. But it all comes from this one company. And that company is ASML. That's why I'm using that term. They're called ASML. What is it? Advanced Semiconductor Materials Lithography. It's a Dutch corporation. I just had to look that up because I didn't quite remember which country they were from. But it's an amazing company. They've developed and refined some extraordinary technology over a few decades here. And most of the world depends on ASML technology in order to make microchips. But now it looks like it's just been made obsolete. Obsolete. Why? Because of what Huawei announced, which they call the Tao Scaling Law, that replaces essentially Moore's Law. So the Tao Scaling Law focuses on the scaling of timing of the signals of how, what's the right way to say this? How electrical states coalesce through the microprocessor, controlled by the clock, of course. But the timing of this, eliminating bottlenecks, having much shorter pathways, allowing states to be communicated from one transistor to another and the various gates, you know, the NAND gates, for example, all the Boolean logic gates that make up a microchip, the timing of that is the huge bottleneck right now. And what Huawei has been able to do is to have time-based signal optimization, which suddenly makes Moore's Law utterly obsolete because it speeds the ability for data or information or states to travel across the chip and through the multiple layers of the chip without needing to keep shrinking the transistors into sub-nanometer sizes, which again runs up against the laws of physics. So if you look at a microchip, and if you haven't ever watched a video about how microchips are made in a microchip fabrication facility, it's quite fascinating. And some of the microchips that are made today have up to 100 layers of these interconnected patterns, different layers with, you know, little tiny circuits, like nanoscale circuits, copper wires, you know, obviously transistors. The nanometer precision that has to be used for this is, it's so precise that these buildings even have to be isolated from vibrations, have to be isolated from earthquakes, from the rumblings of thunder, from the rumblings of trucks or jets flying overhead or anything like that. Those kinds of vibrations will screw up the whole plant and ruin the entire batch. And did you know that these microchips sometimes require months to move from station to station, layer by layer? Months! They're in these cartridges that are moved robotically from station to station because it's a clean air environment, you know, pristine clean air environment. Anyway, if you have a vibration, or if you have an electricity outage, or if you had an earthquake that was able to get through to the building, it ruins the whole thing. It could ruin hundreds of millions of dollars of microchips all at once because it's such a long period of time to churn out these microchips. Now, you may not know this if you've never really studied that, but it's an astonishing process, believe me. So much of our world runs on these, you know, microchip fabrication systems, ultimately. All the microprocessors in your car, in your computer, the high bandwidth memory, you know, the chips in the GPUs, the chips in the weapon systems, the chips everywhere, are built on this technology that comes out of this one company, or typically this one company, ASML. All right. So what China just did, or specifically Huawei, what they just did, is they changed the rules of the game. Instead of saying, you know, how small can we make a transistor, which is the way the West is approaching this, they instead ask a different question, which is, how quickly can we move signals through the device, through the layers, through the circuits, the chips, etc. In other words, it's the signal throughput that matters. And there's even compression of signal propagation that's used in their design. It's really quite remarkable. And through these methods, you then achieve the effect of a 1.4 nanometer transistor packing into the microchip, even though you may be using physically a larger transistor. You might be using 2 nanometers or 3 nanometers or whatever, or even more. You know, two nanometers is a very tiny, that's 2 billionths of a meter. It's very small. But what Huawei figured out is they don't have to keep shrinking these. Instead, they can optimize the signal transmission through the layers, and they can achieve the effectiveness of 1.4 nanometers. And they are saying now, this was what was just announced by Huawei, that by the year 2031, you know, 5 years from now, they're going to have transistor density manufactured on their circuits that will be equivalent to a 1.4 nanometer process. Something that the United States thought would be impossible for China to achieve until decades later. Decades. And according to Huawei, they've already mass produced 381 chips, this, you know, pilot programs, using this Tao scaling law. And they call their architecture a logic folding architecture, and it's going to be built into their smartphone processors later this year. So here's the thing. Western companies like Samsung, Intel, Taiwan Semiconductor, they're still focusing on the ASML approach because they have access to all that equipment. That's the way they've always done it. That's what they know. They're trying to just make transistors smaller and smaller. And in the short run, the Western chip makers have the advantage because China hasn't yet caught up. But within 5 years, China has a much longer runway for this. China has the ability to effectively shrink through this process, the optimization of the transmission of the data states through the microchip. They're going to be able to surpass the transistor density, or the compute density, of Western companies. And the West will be left behind, starting within maybe 5 years or less, and then extending through, you know, the rest of the 2030s and 2040s, etc. And eventually, if the West doesn't embrace this new technology that China has innovated, then the West is just going to be left in the dust on this. And that's happened in many other industries as well. So, you know, there's something else similar to this that just happened. There's a Chinese company called Changxin Memory Technologies, or CXMT. They're the top DRAM maker in China, and they've recently begun shipping high bandwidth memory that's used in GPUs and you know, other applications. So they are now pushing mass production of what they call their fourth generation HBM3 modules. That's high bandwidth memory 3. And they're going to be producing 60,000 wafers a month over to their HBM production. Now, why does this matter? Is because they can manufacture high bandwidth memory at a fraction of the price of Western companies. So in the West, there are three companies, Samsung, SK Hynix, and then Micron. Okay, so Samsung and SK Hynix are South Korean companies. Micron is mostly an American company. Those three companies essentially have a cartel on high bandwidth memory. They control about 95% of the global supply. And you may have noticed that the prices have gone up something like 400% in the last year on high bandwidth memory, mostly because of the increased demand from corporate buyers for data centers and, you know, commercial GPUs, things like that. And that caused NVIDIA, for example, doubled the prices of its consumer-grade GPUs like the 5090 card. They raised it from, what, $2,500 to $5,000. I talked about that previously. And in addition to that, NVIDIA actually has basically abandoned the consumer market. At least that's my point of view. They've abandoned the consumer market to focus on military, government, and big tech buyers of their technology because they only have a limited supply of high bandwidth memory. Well, CXMT now is beginning to flood the market with its lower cost high bandwidth memory chips because it's able to achieve these economies of scale through very clever engineering and manufacturing in China. So they are basically breaking the Western or South Korean cartel on memory, which is a good thing for all of us consumers. Now, this is going to take a little bit of time, but by 2027, you should see prices of GPUs plummeting. Prices of high bandwidth memory will be plummeting. Now, for the rest of this year, that won't be the case. This is going to take time for CXMT to ramp up. But once they ramp it up, then NVIDIA is going to be in real trouble here. And one of the takeaways from what I'm saying here today is that NVIDIA is in trouble, in my view. I'm not a fan of NVIDIA anymore anyway, because, you know, they treated me like dirt as one of their, you know, best customers, and they still treated me like dirt, but whatever. So I've been looking at AMT, I've been looking at Intel, and I'm looking at Chinese companies as well. And what I'm seeing is that NVIDIA no longer has the best designs. NVIDIA also will not have the best manufacturing technology if you fast forward a few years. And China is going to eclipse NVIDIA's microprocessors within X number of years. It's not going to be overnight, but it will happen. You know, you can fill in the blank, choose X. Maybe that's 5 years. Maybe it's 7 years. I don't know. It's probably not less than three, but it's coming. China's technical dominance is absolutely rising, and Taiwan Semiconductor is not going to be able to maintain the lead if they rely on Western technology. So this is just another example where China is clearly dominating in technology innovation and manufacturing scale. Not only do they dominate in robotics and drones and battery technology and now electric vehicles, they are also clearly going to be dominating in high bandwidth memory. And then within a few years, high density microprocessors that will make Taiwan Semiconductor, you know, they'll give Taiwan Semiconductor a run for their money. And I'm not insulting Taiwan Semiconductor, just to be clear. Taiwan Semiconductor is, you know, they're the world's leader in, you know, small nanoscale microprocessor manufacturing and design, and they're brilliant and they're very successful, and they deserve all the success that they have earned. And, you know, I love Taiwan. I love the Taiwan people. They're amazing engineers and innovators. But the attempt to block China from accessing this technology has backfired. China just created a whole new paradigm that makes the current paradigm obsolete. And now We just have to watch and pay attention over the next few years as China rolls this out, scales up the production, and makes it economically available, the end products, at a fraction of the price of Taiwan Semiconductor. So the GPU that NVIDIA sells today for $5,000, China will, within a few years, be able to sell an equivalent, you know, for $1,000 or maybe less. Who knows? We'll have to watch and see where this goes. So stay tuned. I'm Mike Adams here. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com. And you can also follow me on X at Health Ranger or brighttown.social, also at Health Ranger. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Most brown rice on the market contains a surprising amount of arsenic. The Health Ranger store ensures that all our brown rice products are lab tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Only at healthrangerstore.com.